This conference will now be recorded.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining. Gwendolyn, thank you for joining as well. Good to see you.
I'd like to call the meeting of the Connecticut Airport Authority Economic Asset Development Committee to order. We circulated minutes prior to. Did everybody get a chance to take a look at them? And does anybody have any additions or corrections? If not, would someone like to make a motion to approve?
Motion here, Sebastian.
Thank you. We have a second.
Second, Gwendolyn.
Thanks, Gwen. Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes have been approved. Thank you. So let's go right into the discussion items. Kevin is going to be joining us, I guess, momentarily. He's just finishing up a call, but would you like to take us through that while we're waiting?
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott. So first, before we get into a few updates through the discussion items, I just want to introduce our new Senior Manager of Business Development, Mark Beal. He just joined us in mid-July here, so he's been with us about a month, and he'll be participating in these meetings going forward. So welcome, Mark, and virtually meet the committee here over the camera. But with that, just to jump into a few updates, first we'll start with Bradley. We had been reporting on the airline use and lease agreement. We had negotiated to extend it for 1 year. I just want to report that we have finally gotten all executed amendments from the respective signatory airlines. So that brings the agreement through June 30th, 2022. And then just in time for us to actually start negotiations this late fall, early winter for a longer term, hopefully a longer term, agreement post-pandemic here with each of the signatory carriers. So more to come on that deeper in the year. On our land leases at Bradley, we have two hangar leases, one with the Cigna Corporation, the other with Travelers, both of which expire this 2022. They've both reached out and they have each have extension options and they've reached out indicating their interest in extending. So we're going through a market rate analysis there and hope to sign them up for another 5 year period respectively. Embraer, another land lease we have on airport to operate an MRO. As previously reported, they ceased operating as an MRO this past March 31st, and they had been seeking a potential lease assignee to take over that leasehold. We've had some interest, and they believe they've come to an agreement with actually a current airport tenant, and we are going through some rate analysis to try to give indicative rates going forward for the duration of that lease to the prospective lease assignee. So we hope to support and aid that transition from Embraer to that new prospective tenant to have a functioning operating tenant on airport.
Can you tell us who that is?
We at Liberty to share that.
Sure.
Signature on our airport is one of our FBOs.
Uh-huh.
They have proposed a purchase price to buy the lease rights from Embraer. That lease runs through 2027, but it does have 2 5-year extension options. So the lease purchase price is large enough that they need those extension periods to kind of amortize their investment in the purchase price. So they're looking for some certainty about what rates would apply to them during the extension period. Typically, we would wait for the extension and do a rate analysis then, but we're going to try to cooperate with them and work on fixing a rate throughout the duration of the term, which would be 16 years if those 5-year extensions were exercised.
What are they going to do? They're going to pick up the lease interest, but what are they going to do from a business perspective?
I think that's one of the things that we're discussing with them right now, Scott, because we told them, you know, it's cleanest if they provide the MRO services, but they're not intending to specifically use that building for MRO. So that's what we're trying to work through. You know, I do believe it's an acceptable use in that building under the Embraer lease terms to simply house aircraft. But one of the things we want them to understand is that if we don't reach an understanding with them for continued or an extension of the FBO lease, that they still have that building, and they're not allowed to provide FBO services out of it. They would have to use one of the then existing FBOs. So that's one of the complications that we're trying to work through. I think we're going to be able to work that point through. The bigger issue, I think, is what Mike is referencing about the lease terms in the future that would call for escalation, that they're looking for the certainty as to what that pricing will be today. So naturally, you know, as we go through that analysis, we're going to err on the side of being conservative to protect our interests, and whether or not that's going to be able to make it work with the upfront purchase price, that remains to be seen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Sure. The next item is just a report on our air exchange building. This is an office building on the northeast side of the airport, separate from the terminal. Many of our back office functions, finance, HR, engineering, so forth, reside in that building. But the building was under the control of a property manager for the better part of the last 30 to 40 years. That is coming to conclusion this August 31st. So the CAA, while we've always owned the building, we are taking back control of that building this September 1st. So our staff occupy about a third of the building, and us combined with the TSA actually has rented office space in there, also about a third of the building. Together with those two anchor tenants, if you will, we are pursuing a new 10-year extension with the TSA for continued rental of the property. So more to come on that. We've been working through some building maintenance items as we conclude our relationship with the former property manager, and then we will pursue, there are a couple other very small tenants within the building that we're going to pursue lease extensions there as well to try to keep occupancy as high as possible. But I think overall, net-net, the cost to the CAA, because although we were in the building for the last 7 years, we were a subtenant to somebody who owned the property, right? So we will stop having to pay rent for our own building, but then also enjoy the benefits of the rent revenue from the other anchor tenant in the TSA. Switching gears to Bradley Concessions, just a couple of reopenings to report. Natalie's Candy Jar in the new concourse here has just reopened August 12th. Again, a good reflection of return to passenger traffic. Carvel and Auntie Anne's brand concepts, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, they were part of All About Foods Group with the lessee. They had delayed construction at the outset of the pandemic, but now they are, have gotten through their permitting and construction authorization process, and they are starting construction this month. So two brand new concepts coming to Concourse C here. McDonald's Corporation, who manages a number of different restaurant brands throughout the terminal, Black Bear, McDonald's proper, D'Angelo's, and so forth, within the context of their current leases, they had mandatory refresh requirements for each of the brands. They're currently working on the Travelatini brand, D'Angelo's brand, and McDonald's proper restaurant brand, so that'll be a nice refresh, if you will, for those concepts. The Escape Lounge, which had closed during the pandemic, has reopened at this point. They're open on limited hours, trying to hire up staff. And also, they took the opportunity for this slower period to do some refresh in that facility as well. New carpet, paint, bathroom fixtures, and so forth. So they're working through those parameters right now. And then last on the concession front, as you may know, we have the small business kiosk program. That's for the small kind of counter kiosk operations here in the food court area. But again, due to the pandemic, the identified small business participants were unable to actually enter the airport. So in lieu of that, we have issued a couple of small license agreements just to get some activity there for the New England Air Museum and for a company called Lee Showcase Company that sells travel bags. So at least they're looking active and vibrant and not residing dormant in the space. We'll look to re-energize that program as the passenger traffic continues to rebound. On the GA airports, Danielson, we have a group called Danielson Tea Hangers that we have 10 tea hangers with them. They are in the midst of executing a new 10-year agreement with us, extending it out to 2030. So that'll be final shortly. On Groton New London Airport, one of our current land tenants is Survival Systems. They operate an underwater emergency egress training operation there. They're looking to actually expand and to offer emergency training and safety training for the wind industry. So that would be a nice complement. They're currently on land that's not airside access. There is an adjacent parcel that also does not have airside access, so this is a nice utilization of that property that likely wouldn't be used for anything else on the airport. So we're negotiating with them, trying to set the rates and to extend their agreement into the future as well. Oxford, a couple items to report here. Clay Lacey is the new second FBO at the airport that we had come to agreement with back in 2019. There was some development obligations to happen for the first phasing of that overall investment. And they are looking to shift their focus from phase one, we're calling it, which is a part parcel and kind of in the midsection of the west side of the airport. They're looking to what originally was phase two and the larger portion of their overall development commitment. They're looking to focus on that first. After running into some more delayed permitting and topography issues, it became apparent the build would be easier up on the original phase two parcel. So they're still committed to the build. They're still committed to meet all the rent obligations with us on the original timeline, but we're working with them to massage the development due date, if you will, requirements in the lease. So more to come on that. But we do want to continue to foster and support their investment, which should be over $20 or $30 million into the airport. The other FBO at Oxford, Atlantic Aviation, they have a number of different parcels they rent from the CAA. However, their main parcel from which they operate their FBO expires in 2023. They do have maintenance obligations currently under that agreement, but they are eager to not only complete those maintenance obligations, meaning repair to the apron and the building facilities, but they'd like to invest a bit more dollars into the operation there and want to seek additional term for those particular FBO parcels to match and be coterminous with the rest of the parcels that they have at the airport. So we're doing some evaluation of their development proposal to see how many years or future years it warrants, and hopefully we have more to report at the next meeting on that front as well. Those were the quick updates for Bradley and the GA, but happy to field any questions.
Just a question. So we had some ongoing work as far as the development parcels, as far as wetlands, flagging, and what have you. Has that all been completed now, or where are we with that? And
yes, we were on the last meeting waiting for the final wetlands report, but it had been completed. I believe we should have received it at this point. But those parcels 5A, B, parcel 4, which is the vast majority of undeveloped acreage, and parcel 1, all we took the environmental permitting process, the category exclusion process, as far as we could. And then a component of it was the wetlands mapping, which was really mostly for not only to kind of confirm what we already knew on parcel 1 and 5B, which are ready for development,
right,
as ready as possible, but also get a better, more current idea of the wetlands on parcel 4.
Do you think at perhaps the next meeting you could update us as far as what we actually have there with parcel 4, for development, what that looks like?
So, I mean, in terms of developable acres?
Yeah, and, is it...
Yeah, I think, with that parcel...
do we have a footprint there, a contiguous footprint, and how big it is?
Yeah, we've had Bob take a quick look at that, and, it all depends on, roadway relocation and different things like that, but I think we can have Bob come in at the next meeting. And
sure.
Yeah, we do those different scenarios.
We definitely have maps. One of the concerns or hurdles there was always the pathway that perimeter road takes. And if someday we were going to develop for aeronautical use, you'd have to extend the parallel taxiway to runway 64, and that would drive the need to move portions of the perimeter road to create kind of the envelope to build aeronautical use development there. But the wetlands, kind of, unfortunately, they're more of a polygon than a fixed shape, if you will. But there is space in there to develop. There is a lot of greenery and the wetlands to contend with. It's not quite as ready as 5B parcel
4.
But we can certainly provide an update there.
Great.
This is Daryl. Just a question on early on you mentioned the administrative building we're taking control back of. Is that as of the end of August, or did I hear December?
September 1st. So August 31st, it expires. September 1st, we formally take control of that building.
Thank you.
Sure.
Do any of the committee members have any other questions with respect to any of the topics just covered? If not, can we have a motion to go into executive session to discuss negotiating strategy regarding potential acquisition or lease of property? Someone.
Motion from Sebastian.
Thank you.
Is that on the last agenda?
I think that's just from the minutes from last meeting. We didn't actually, we didn't have.
We don't have to?
Yeah. Right. No, we didn't have an executive session.
Oh, okay. My mistake. Sorry about that.
But all right. There is one other item I'd like to just, in terms of the general update, talk about quickly, Scott, and that's Hartford-Brainerd Airport. As I mentioned the last time we met, the city has been looking to actively have the airport decommissioned. As you know, there was a resolution that went to their planning committee for consideration. Planning committee ultimately sent it to the full city council, and the city council voted the resolution through. Now, the reality is the resolution has no force. There's, you know, it can't force us to do anything with the airport. I think it was more for the city to demonstrate their intention or their desire to see the airport close. We did have the opportunity to testify at the hearing, the committee hearing that considered the resolution. And I did take the opportunity to point out two very basic facts. Number one, that it is expensive to close an airport. A lot of folks don't realize what goes into closing an aviation facility. Pointed out that the grants would have to be paid back. Right now, there's about $2 million of outstanding grant at Brainerd. Pointed out that whoever closes the airport would be subject to any type of claims that are put in from existing tenants for lost opportunity. Also pointed out that the FAA would require a study to be undertaken that, number one, there was a the airport was not the highest and best use, and that the existing operations at the airport could be relocated elsewhere within the state system. And then lastly, I pointed out that there is the potential requirement by the FAA, which it looks like they would most likely enforce, is that whoever ends up with the property would have to pay fair market value to the CAA, and then the CAA would have to reinvest that money back into the aviation system. So very expensive proposition, and I made it very clear that the CAA has no intention to use any of our limited assets to close it. So with the point being that if closure did move forward, that would have to be undertaken by someone else who would bear the responsibility for all of the other items. I also tried to point out, though, that you know, this is not the first effort to close the airport. Back in 2016, there was an effort undertaken by the state legislature to take a look at closure, and there have been other efforts in the past. And that, unfortunately, these continuing efforts almost become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, on one hand, the city wants to say that the airport isn't successful. Well, very difficult for us or any of the tenants to make it successful if every 4 years you're contending with a aviation community perception that why would I invest in Brainerd if the airport's going to be closed, right? So we did have the opportunity to make those comments, get it across, yet the city council still passed the resolution. As I said, at this point, I don't know what their intention is with the resolution, how they intend to try to publicize that or utilize it in some way. So I just wanted to bring the committee up to speed on that.
Kevin, did that get any attention at all in press?
There was some limited coverage. In fact, one of the reasons why I was late, the Current is now making an inquiry on it as well. They're talking to airport tenants and they're talking to myself, so I would imagine there's going to be a Current story coming out relatively soon as well.
So the cost to the city would be, or you'd have to repay $2 million to the FAA and then pay fair market value for the property.
Yeah, I mean, if the city tried to do it on their own, that would be a very expensive proposition. Also, you know, again, my viewpoint is if that airport were to close, we're not going to close it, right? We're not going to subject ourselves to the claims. We have a lot of long-term leases. The only entity that I would see that would have the ability to close that airport would be the state, and that's if the state condemned the property, right? The city doesn't have the ability, in my view. You know, we'd probably have to get a legal reading on this, but in my view, they don't have the ability to condemn the property because they're essentially on equal footing with us. We're both subdivisions of the state. So I actually think if there is a condemnation process to be undertaken, it would have to be by the state.
Okay. This is going to take a while to play out. Anything else?
And this is Daryl. You mentioned that the city believes that the airport is not successful. Does CAA believe the airport is successful?
You know, I think that the city gauges their definition of success regarding the tax return that they get from the airport. The property isn't taxable. It's tax-exempt property. There's a small pilot payment that gets paid to the city by the state. And then there's some limited return that comes from personal property tax. So if you look at it, you know, through that lens, the lens of the city, sure, they're not getting a tax return on that property. As I look at it, you know, the airport serves a purpose. We have, in that 2016 study, there were three insurance companies that are based in Hartford that said their location in Hartford would be a lot less desirable if the airport wasn't there. That's what we've tried to impress upon the city, that if they work with us, the airport really should be serving as an economic development tool for the city for business attraction as well as business retention. But there's a fair amount of activity that occurs at the airport today. Admittedly, if you look across the country, general aviation operations are down in general. That's just a trend in the industry. But there's a lot of other activity that goes on there. There's an avionics school, for example, a mechanical school. So you have training that goes on. You have flight training that occurs at the airport. The state police, for example, base all of their aviation assets out at Hartford Brainerd. So there's a myriad of activities that go on at the airport. But we have stressed to the city that for the airport to reach its full potential, we need the city's cooperation. We need it not only in terms of what I'd call physical project cooperation. We have a very significant issue that's coming up right now where we have 40 acres of trees that need to be removed. If you look at, and I don't want to get overly complex with this, but if you look at how the airport was transferred to the state back in the 1950s when it was owned by the city of Hartford, the city gave an easement to the state that said they would be responsible for the tree removal and would, you know, be responsible naturally for the protection of the flight services that are surfaces that are impacted by these trees that now serve as obstructions. Right? Even in that regard, we have told the city, we know that's a very expensive proposition now for you to go in and pay for the removal of 40 acres of trees. We will pay for the removal of the trees. We want the city to simply honor the easement that they signed and allow us to go onto the property to do it. They're balking at that, right? I think the last thing we want to do is get into legal action with the city, but it may require that for safety reasons if these trees continue to grow into the flight surfaces at the airport. We need the city to cooperate with us potentially on a limited runway extension to bring in larger size corporate jets. So we would need that level of cooperation. And then, you know, probably the biggest level of cooperation we need is that the city recognize it's an economic asset for them and work with us to promote it to the benefit of the city. So those are the conversations that have been underway now for a number of years. This resolution does bring it to a head to a certain extent, but you know, at this point, we're waiting for the city to kind of indicate where they want to go with that.
And thank you for that. I may have missed it, but I didn't hear if the Airport Authority believes that Brainerd is currently successful.
I believe that the airport can certainly achieve a greater level of success than it's achieving today. Just like any of our aviation assets, they fulfill a role in the aviation system here.
Sure.
Right. So I'm not too sure I can answer your question, you know, successful or not successful. Airports in and of themselves fulfill a role, right, in terms of the greater transportation system. In that regard, it's successful in playing its role.
Okay, thank you for that. And my second and last question is, you mentioned fair market value. The FAA would require fair market value. Do we have any idea what that would be?
No. At this point, we have not put a price tag on that. That would be subject, the FAA would require an actual appraisal for that to be determined.
Sure.
Remind
thanks.
Me of the acres, sir?
About 200 acres.
That's what I thought, 200 acres. Sebastian or Gwen, any thoughts or comments on this?
I'm all set. This is Sebastian. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Glenn. I'm all set. Kevin and I have had conversations about this over the last few months. I'm all set with this. Thank you.
Good. All right. Well, does anybody have anything else? Otherwise, I think we're done with our meeting. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor, aye.
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 Everyone.
All right, thanks.
Have a good rest of the summer.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye.